This is a Global Tellink prepaid phone call from...
Boris Johnson.
An inmate at number 10 Downing Street.
From the Canal Cafe Theatre and Emma Taylor, this is News Review, a political comedy podcast told sketch by sketch. I'm Sarah Koenig. For the past year, I've spent nearly every waking day trying to figure out how we got into this COVID mess. Or, if I want to be more specific, and apparently I do, how the British government got us in to such a mess. This is Boris Johnson, Prime Minister of the United Kingdom.
I didn't really expect you to come out with such hard-hitting questions so early.
Mr. Johnson, I've only asked you how long you've been Prime Minister.
I didn't do it, officer, I swear.
I got the feeling that no matter what had happened, he was guilty. We will return after these messages.
Pardon me, is everybody here? Because if everybody's here, I'd like to thank you all for coming to the wedding, but I've only just been notified the rules are being modified and suddenly a lot of you have really got to go. And I'm told that on my wedding day I'm not allowed to eat it all, the band is playing quietly, it's only table service, so my great day has been made rather sour. Disinfect all the gifts and the flowers, it's not fair, but I'm not getting married today. Go, Auntie Flo, it was you or the caterer, goodbye. Grandma Vi, would you kindly just sort of get out quick? Cousin Rick, you could pick up Corona here, we've said. Uncle Ted, we were worried by your cough. Listen, everybody, I'm afraid you didn't hear, or do you want to see a ceremony fall apart in front of you? It doesn't even matter that we paid a lot of money, because we'll all of us be losing our deposits, and we planned it all a year or two ago when there was something worth planning, but October might be better, so I'm guessing we should cancel it. This new roadmap is vague and oppressive. My big day's gonna be so depressive. Don't want screens up when I'm getting married. Just 15 people there when I'm married. So fuck it all, I'm not getting married today.
Hello, guys. Can I see your passports, please?
There you go.
And here's mine.
Thank you. Any bags, or are you hanging on to them today?
Nope, we'll carry them with us, thanks.
Great stuff. Anything to declare?
Nope, all good.
Okay, no worries. And what is the purpose of your visit?
Well, we were hoping to,
get absolutely shit-faced.
Yeah, pretty much. Shit-faced.
Well, everything seems to be in order. Welcome to the Rose and Crown pub and enjoy getting utterly wasted.
Thank you. Oh, he's lovely.
Thank you.
Would a Jane Phillips come to the bar, please? That's a Jane Phillips. You have an unattended tequila shot. Thank you.
Conservative leader Douglas Ross has set out his party's plans to protect Scotland's natural environment. He said the plan would reduce the threat of endangered species, like Scottish Conservatives. After my discussions with the Prime Minister went nowhere, I turned my investigative eye to the leader of the opposition.
It was a bloody nightmare.
Sir Keir Starmer.
At first, when it happened, I thought, hell yes, cases are up, deaths are up, Johnson is done. But then the bloody vaccine rollout happened, and it all seemed to go rather smoothly, and my political goose was cooked.
Yes, Sir Keir, but I'm trying to get to the bottom of...
But I didn't let it get me down. I thought, what did Jeremy Corbyn do when he was down in the polls? Grime.
Grime?
Yes, grime. It got us out of a rut before, it can do it again. And so I released my long-awaited grime album, Keir and Loathing in Westminster.
Oh... Wow.
Would you like to hear a track?
I don't think...
Wonderful. Angela, drop me a beat.
I don't think that's a good idea, Keir. I've no sense of rhythm.
Drop it. My name's Keir Starmer. Starmer. Don't want no drama. Drama. Favourite animal is a llama. Llama.
Keir, can I stop beatboxing now? My mouth's gone all numb.
We will return after these messages.
Thank you. Thank you. I can't thank you enough. It's been utter hell.
I'm happy that you're happy.
Oh, I am more than happy. You've given me my life back?
Well...
It's just been going on for so long.
I know.
There was no end in sight.
Well, it's all...
It got to the point where I felt like I couldn't take it anymore. And I thought I would take matters into my own hands. And just finish it off once and for all.
Bloody hell, calm down. It was only a haircut.
I blame Pretty. Yes, it's Pretty. I blame Pretty, she's shitty, that's right. And I pity any protest that is planned tonight. Her policing is increasing, it's unceasing, her soul is like steel. It's so shitty that I hardly can believe it's real. See the quiet crowd at that vigil there.
What vigil where?
Everything was calm as could be. Started off sedate, oh but fucking wait. Suddenly irate, now arresting me.
And arresting me.
But not me.
It is stunning.
It is stunning.
Really frustrating.
Really frustrating.
That there's funding
that
for,
there's
hating,
funding
and
for hating and fear.
We can tell that just where she gets her ideas.
The following is the lockdown lifting forecast issued by the News Review office at 0635, Monday, 19th April, 2021. The general synopsis for 2020, March, initially seeming good, becoming apocalyptic later. Now, the specific forecasts for the next two phases of roadmap into 2021. Exercise 8 to 9 a.m. mild to moderate, infrequent and becoming more infrequent over time. Netflix binges frequent, often severe. Learning Welsh on Duolingo before deleting the app. 2 weeks, 3 at most. Good, occasionally very poor. Starting your own podcast with your closest friend, Severe Gale. 3 to 4 episodes only. 8 to 9 listeners. Generally poor. Hairdressing by your partner. Good, becoming moderate, becoming suddenly shit and irreversible. 3 to 4 weeks of arguments to follow. Showers, infrequent. Baths, even more so. Alcohol consumption and snacking. Look, shut up and just let me live my truth!
An Australian Olympic kayaker and his brother have been found guilty of attempting to smuggle £109 million worth of cocaine into the country. Officials say it was the kayak going at 80 miles per hour that gave it away.
The following is a paid presentation on behalf of the NHS.
Is Moderna safe?
After viewing the results, we can inform everyone that at 62, she is looking youthful with a lovely, smooth complexion. So, in answer to your question, I would say yes, she is safe.
Moderna the vaccine, not Madonna!
Meanwhile, on Twitter...
Don't you give me that vaccine, or my flipping nerds a shot. Stop giving that vaccine, I don't wanna get a clot. You have another, any other, not just AstraZeneca. Maybe Pfizer or Moderna, it's on the news so it's true. I just wanna live till dose two. Vaccine. I'll just make her do without. microchips in your bloodstream. Not a shadow of a doubt. Don't you give me that vaccine.
The time for change is here, and today is a new dawn for Scottish politics. I'm Alex Salmond, and it's clear that the SNP has forgotten the most important thing to the people of Scotland. Me. Polls show that majority of Scottish voters demand me, and that's what I plan to give them. Yes, there's a risk of even more people falling in love with me, but that's a risk I'm willing to take. Remember, a vote for the ALBA Party is a vote for me, and that's what will lead Scotland into a new age of prosperity. Me. Now, I already know what you're going to ask me, and the answer is, yes, I have been working out. Thank you. And for all you Sassenachs out there, it's pronounced ALBA, as in, all about me. Thank you.
The University of Michigan is now offering a cannabis science degree. The course covers cannabis cultivation and use, as well as a module on Monster Munch appreciation, a year abroad in Amsterdam, and I can't feel my hands.
We interrupt this programme for breaking news.
Breaking news. Bournemouth has updated its litter laws in preparation for lockdown restrictions ending. Current residents are being terrorised, as evidenced by this found footage.
I love an ice cream at the beach. Oh, no bins. Oh well.
You are in violation of Bournemouth Council's littering bylaws. Pick up the Cornetto wrapper and dispose of it in a responsible manner. You have 5 seconds to comply.
You what?
4 seconds. Lethal force authorised. 3 seconds to comply.
All right. Look, I'm picking it up.
Situation averted. If you do not dispose of your refuse appropriately, I'll be back. The sun seems to be causing problems with my titanium ankle joints. Dyer, I need your recyclables, your boots, and your mobility scooter. You have 3 seconds to comply.
Truly harrowing stuff. And now, back to your scheduled programming. Hello, and welcome to Newsnight. I'm Emily Maitlis, and I've got an interview style that makes AC12 look like Graham Norton. I'm joined in the studio by Keir Starmer, leader of the so-called opposition.
Good evening.
Mr. Starmer, your opponents claim that when it comes to mastering Labour's return to power, you're as much use as a vibrator made of sand. They're right, aren't they?
Emily, if all the Tories could do is hurl insults at me, then it shows I'm winning the argument.
Those insults weren't from the Tories. They were from your own MPs.
Look, I'm already improving the lives of the working classes.
How are you doing that?
I always give the Deliveroo guy a 2 quid tip when he brings my lobster thermidor.
Right. So, which Prime Minister from the last 50 years would you compare yourself to?
Ooh, probably Ted Heath.
But Heath was a Conservative leader.
Was he? Are you sure?
Fairly certain, yes.
Oh, right. Then maybe John Major. David Cameron. No, wait! Thatcher. God, no! Harold Macmillan. Was he one of ours?
You're not really a Labour leader, are you?
Yes, I am. And this afternoon I've published a manifesto detailing my vision for the people of Britain. Here, have a copy in all its glossy glory. An au pair to look after your children for you. Summer evenings relaxing with a glass of Bollinger at Glyndebourne. Glorious holidays in an 18th century Tuscan villa. This isn't just any vision for Britain. This is Keir Starmer's vision for Britain.
You boy!
Yes, sir?
What day is this?
Why, sir, it's Christmas Day.
Oh, shit, I was hoping it was the 21st of June.
After getting nowhere with the Prime Minister and the Leader of the Opposition, I decided to look elsewhere in the British Isles. Wales. I was to speak with the Welsh First Minister, Mark Drakeford. Mr. Drakeford, it's a pleasure to speak with you. Oh, I'm sorry, this seems to be a bad line. Hello? I'm really sorry, Mr. Drakeford, but I think we'll have to do this some other time. This connection is terrible.
The bloody cheek, I was speaking Welsh.
We will return after these messages.
Welcome back to Married at First Sight Australia, Lockdown Edition. So, Tim, Debbie, you've been in the experiment for 17 months now, and this is your 39th commitment ceremony. How's it been going?
Well, when we came into the experiment in February 2020, I think we both went into it for the right reasons. I was 100% genuine, and we were stoked. You agree with me, don't you, Tim?
Ah, of course, Dal.
But I don't think anybody reckoned that Homestays Week would last a total of 67 weeks.
Yeah, look, to tell you the truth, it's been a strain. When I wrote leave in week 4 and Debs wrote stay, we honestly tried to fix the issues we were having, but we didn't really manage to. And that was 63 weeks ago.
So it's time for your decisions. Are you going to stay or leave? Tim, why don't you go first?
Well, I thought long and hard about this, but I'm going to have to say leave. Just like the previous 37 times.
Right. And you, Debbie?
Just like I said the previous 36 times, I have also written leave.
I see. Well, as you know, if you both write leave, then you would normally say your goodbyes to the group and we would send you off to your old lives. Unfortunately for you, we're still in a national lockdown, so there is no group and nobody gets to go anywhere until 2022. See you both in a fortnight.
Why can't I leave?
Would you stop disrespecting me?
The UK's vaccination programme is beginning to break the link between COVID-19 cases and deaths, scientists have said. So, if we can just break the link between everything else and death, well, then we'll be sorted.
Uh-huh. Roadmap out. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. What's it all about? Lockdown since March of last year. Don't spread COVID over here. And if you could only stay inside, there's a guide. I know that you wanna mix harder with the rule of six, but I'm losing track of where we go. It's hard to know. Meet out of doors, but not round at yours, or go for a beer. The rules aren't clear. You think bars can make it understandable? Tell me,
why do you have to go and make things so complicated?
I think that we can
meet up in a garden bed
only if we're related.
Till I know it's well ventilated.
No, no, you came over unannounced. Get out! Have you had your vaccine?
This was turning out to be a disaster. I decided to turn my eye to Scotland in the hopes that I could finally get a straight answer out of someone. I first spoke to the Scottish First Minister, Nicola Sturgeon. First Minister.
It wasn't my fault.
I'm sorry?
You can't blame me.
Oh God, not this again.
There was a meeting that I didn't know about, but I was there. But you can't prove that I knew I was there while I was not. You hear?
In conclusion, the UK is a plague pit because the leaders are all...
And that was another episode of the News Review Podcast. Starring Dylan Alcock, Thea Constance, Sedona Rose, and Rhys Tees. This episode was written by Rebecca Bain and Alex Garrick-Wright, Kate Prince, Garth App-Thomas, David Slade, Dylan Alcock, Richard Baker, and Sam Sheldon. With musical direction by Richard Baker, directed by Sam Sheldon. This episode was edited and collated by Richard Baker and Sam Sheldon. News Review is produced by Emma Taylor and Canal Cafe Theatre. If you think you're funnier than this bunch, then send through your funny things to newsreviewpodcast@gmail.com.